talking food on Tuesdays with our friend Alex from CT Food Girly. You can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girly. I'm really excited about this week because Alex just got back from Italy.
Yeah, and she's bringing us something better than like a souvenir from Italy. She's bringing back a taste of Italy in Connecticut. Alex, what do you have for us?
So I have a segment for you guys. I have a list of all the different types of foods I ate on my travels in Italy. I paired them up with some of Connecticut's premier Italian restaurants where you can find these dishes and then try them for yourselves. I'm going to start us off in Sorrento, which is part of the Sorrentine Peninsula, so very close to the Amalfi Coast down low, but not quite there. I had some of the best seafood of my life. The most tender fried calamari with a simple lemon wedge. It was very refreshing. Now in New Haven, we have a restaurant called Portofino's. They serve an excellent fried calamari with a side of tomato sauce. Portofino's also serves calamari in a white wine garlic sauce, which is more Sicilian, but just as tasty. Portofino's in New Haven has a phenomenal menu of Italian classics, a great specials menu every week as well.
Yummy.
Another wonderful meal we had is Zuppa de Clams. This is normally fresh clams simmered with garlic, lemon, white wine, some fresh herbs in there too. I prefer to eat this in the white broth, but most restaurants in Connecticut will offer it in a thicker red sauce as well. In Guilford, there's a spot called Amarone's, and their Zuppa de Clams are to die for. I always need a piece of bread to help me get the last bit of juice on the bottom of the bowl.
Definitely.
That's a pro move right there.
Yeah.
And if you order linguine with clams, if you see that on a menu at a restaurant, it's the exact same dish except for the addition of pasta. So you'll see that under an entree or a pasta section on a lot of menus here. And Amarone's in Guilford also has an extensive menu of appetizers, pastas, and a great specialty cocktail list. So it's definitely one to check out in Guilford. Staying on the seafood track here in Sorrento, we also had incredible insalata de mare, which is a chilled seafood salad. Every Italian restaurant will offer its different seafood options. Normally, it's mussels, shrimp, clams, and a white fish, all lightly tossed in olive oil, fresh lemon. Around here in Brantford, there's a restaurant called Rosavino. They serve up an incredible appetizer of insalata de mare. Theirs comes with cuttlefish. They add onions and celery and tomatoes. And the trick here is to know that the name insalata does not mean salad like we think of, green lettuce and croutons, but more of a classic, light, gently cooked seafood dish.
Gotcha. Yeah, because I would have thought like a Caesar salad situation.
Right, with some seafood on it.
Yes, it's super refreshing.
This might be my favorite segment we've done with CT Food Girly. Tuesday is Talking Food with our friend Alex. You can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girly. And Alex just got back from Italy.
So, yeah. And she's going to tell us all about the great spots that we can check out in Connecticut that have that little Italian flair. I can't wait to hear about the pastas. Alex, what do you have for us?
Yes, I have a list of all the different types of foods I ate on my travels, paired them up for us with some Connecticut premier Italian restaurants where you can find these dishes and try them for yourselves. In Rome, which is the capital city of Italy, I had some of the best pasta dishes and truffle dishes in my life. One day, we took a train to a small town called Bracciano, and we went truffle hunting. The hunter and the dog, they found many black truffles, and later we cooked with them. I'm thinking of how incredible these truffles were. There's a restaurant we have here in Hamden called Luce. They offer delicious, exotic porcini mushroom ravioli, which is served in this creamy black truffle sauce. They put fresh herbs on it. I love the smell of truffles, and if truffle fries are on the menu at any restaurant, I'm ordering them.
Same.
That's really cool that you did that with the dogs and everything. That's such a fun experience.
Yeah.
That was awesome. I learned a lot.
Nice.
A pasta dish that originated in Rome is cacio e pepe. This dish is made from two very simple ingredients, cacio, which is cheese, specifically pecorino romano, and pepe, black pepper. So this dish is my unrivaled favorite in Rome. And in Connecticut, you can get this dish at Zanelli's, which is located in New Haven. Zanelli's serves Neapolitan-style pizzas, but their pasta dishes cannot be overlooked. They offer cacio e pepe and also another favorite, amatriciana, which is a great, delicious pasta that they also serve in Rome. That one's made with pancetta, red onion, tomato sauce, chili flakes, and cheese. If you haven't tried Zanelli's yet in New Haven, this is a must.
So good. We're talking to Alex from CT Food Girly in the feed, starting at 9.9. It's Kevin and Jenna. And Alex, my wife and I went to Italy on our honeymoon, and we went to Rome, same thing, and that cacio e pepe, it's so incredible how it's only a few ingredients, and it's so good.
Right. Everybody thinks it's cream, but it's not. It's really that shaved pecorino romano. I even have a pecorino romano bowl of cheese, and I make it at home. It's so simple.
Oh, so you put like the pasta directly into this cheese bowl? Oh, that's awesome.
That.
Yeah.
A great appetizer I had in Rome was arancini. This is like a rice croquet. Normally there's stuff with ragu, ground beef, and peas in there sometimes too. When I'm in the mood for this app, I go right to Pasta Italiana in New Haven. This is one of their many delicious appetizers offered. It's really comforting and tasty. You can eat three of these things.
So I have a question about the arancini. So I feel like it's frowned upon if you eat it with a fork. Is that the case in Rome? Did you have to eat it with your hands?
I ate it with my hands.
Nice. Dig right in.
Awesome.
Nicely fried. You could use a fork too.
Good to know because, I have to.
Lastly, I had an amazing dessert in Rome called tiramisu, which is normally served with ladyfingers dipped in coffee. They layer it with a mixture of eggs, sugar, marzipone cheese. We did a cooking class in Italy, in Sorrento, where we actually made a limoncello tiramisu, and it was very easy to make. But if you're looking to try that classic in Connecticut, you can put an order in for the tiramisu at Mazzucato's Bakery and Pastry Shop. It's to die for. They have locations all over Connecticut for us. Hartford, Plainville, Wallingford, Middletown, and Rocky Hill.
That's fantastic. These all sound incredible. I mean, so if you don't have the chance to go to Italy like Alex just did, you can get some of this stuff right here in the state of Connecticut. Thanks so much, Alex.
You got it.